Terry Crews went on Club Shay Shay, and he says something specifically that I want to address. He says something specifically that I want to address, but it speaks to more of what we was looking at with Taraji P. Henson and a lot of these people that was complaining. And I'm starting to get a lot of people that's complaining about the music business. On After Hours, I talked about Tiffany Redd, and she was complaining about writers and they publishing and all of this stuff, right? Yeah. Shout out to Azriel. I've kicked it with her in real life. She really is 6'1 in real life. Beautiful soul. Beautiful soul. You're going to want to chop that tree down. You know what I'm saying? Terry Crews, this is what he said to Club Shay Shay. Again, make sure y'all hit a like for the algorithm, subscribe to the channel, and turn on your notifications.
I don't know if you have any horror stories, but Terrence Howard said that he was only paid like $12,000 for doing Hustle and Flow. Do you have any horror stories in which you felt that you didn't get the proper compensation that you deserve?
First of all, I understand what Terrence is saying, but I have never, ever, ever looked at whatever money I got as a horror story. Mm-hmm. If I did it, I loved it.
Right.
See, but this is the problem. There's a saying I have to say. You can't nod yes and mean no. If I nod yes, I looked at the terms. They say, okay, you're going to pay me $4,000 for 2 days. Okay. If I said okay, I can't come back later and be like,
He said a whole mouthful. Let's go ahead and just end the show right now. Let's just go ahead and end the show right now. Because I'm so sick of it. I'm tired of it. I'm so sick of people running in the victim Olympics and talking about what they should have got and all of this. Listen. You can't sit here and complain about the opportunity that you was given when you signed the terms of the agreement. You read it. You agreed to it. You were struggling. You needed $3,000. They gave you $4,000. You said, I'm signing up and I only got to do 2 days worth of work. Absolutely. He said, listen, I ain't never going to complain about something that I agreed to. I'm never going to complain about something that I agreed to. That's the fundamental issue right there. I'm so sick of people sitting here telling me about what somebody else owed them, yet they have no contract to say otherwise. The Tarajis, the Gabrielle Unions, all of these people. I'm tired of it. As though somebody put a gun to your head and said, you gotta do this. But see, this is the right type of attitude. This is the type of attitude that gets you rich. Because ain't nobody have to even give you an opportunity in the first place. You know, I got people that get in contact with me and they think that they Charleston White. And they not. Because it's only one Charleston White, right? And then they call me and they call me and they say, yo, Anton. Yo, Time Dog. I want to come on your platform and I want to get paid for it. And I just swipe right on past the email because I don't even want to work with you. If I wanted to pay you for something and if I seen something valuable in you, I would have reached out to you. And then you could have gave me the terms because I would have asked you. I would have said, hey, so what is this going to take for me to get you over here? And then you would have gave me the terms and then I would agree to or disagree to it. And I would have said, nah, I'm straight. Or I would have said, yeah, you know what? That makes sense because I actually see a return on investment as a result. But don't nobody know you, man. Don't nobody know you, man. You ain't Charleston. You ain't. I can't guarantee that you're going to do numbers. I'm doing you a favor by giving you visibility. You should be trying to pay to get here. Don't you know it's certain platforms that reach out to me and I'll be like, listen, you ain't got to pay me nothing. To this day. People offer me money all the time. I turn it down and I say, hey, listen, if I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it for free because I see and I can figure out how it is that we both can benefit from this. Now, it's other people that may demand it and it's other people that don't. But here's the point that I'm making is that some of y'all probably need to be working for free to get some visibility. They doing you a favor for even letting you on the platform and talk. It's actually helping you. You're not there yet. You're not where they supposed to be yet. How many free things do you think that Charleston did before he started getting money and getting paid to do whatever it is that he do? I'm blessing you with a free trip. when certain platforms reached out to me, I said, don't even worry about it. I'll book my own plane ticket. I'll be there. I'm straight. We got this entitlement spirit for some reason because we see ourselves as being more valuable than we really are. It's weird to me.
Only got $4,000 for that. That's what that's what you presented.
Right.
So there it is. To me, I'm not going back on that.
Right. And
this keeps my heart always full of gratitude. Because once I start to complain about any of that, it starts to mess with my legacy. I didn't get nothing for training day. How about that? I didn't get a zero. But it changed my life forever. You didn't know who I was if it wasn't for a no-paying job. First of all, name somebody to play football for money when they start. You don't get no money.
Right.
You play football for free. You play basketball for free. Then you get all the way to the pros and you get the millions. Ain't no other way, bruh. There's nothing else. Wait, there's no way to hop, skip, and jump this thing. You see what I'm saying? But that's the thing. People are trying to invent ways to get right to the money. But hey, man, first of all, nobody knew who I was and I got my shot. I got paid maybe $4,000 on Friday after next, but that's why I came up to Cuba and said, thank you. Thank you.
Listen, he didn't say you owe me. He said, I appreciate you. He didn't say you owe me, Cube. He said, I appreciate you. He said, thank you for even thinking about me in the first place. Because you didn't even have to cast me. You ain't have to offer me nothing for me to wind up turning down or accepting.
That was the start.
That was the start. Now? I make money now.
But now he getting to a bag. He said, now? The price of the brick then went up. Now he get money because he did the stuff that he was supposed to do to create the visibility when there was no demand. The demand is what dictates what your pay is.
You told your wife, like, you didn't want to do some of these jobs because what if somebody sees me? And I hear that a lot. And you hear people like, man, I ain't working no McDonald's such and such. They might see me. I don't sweep in there. It feels like there is beneath them.
Yep.
When sometimes, you know, hey, they need all walks to do something before you got to another level, which you said, okay, I got to sweep this floor, but I'm not going to sweep this floor forever. It's right. Just a means to an end.
Right.
Get me in the door and I'm going to do something else. So you're on the set of Friday as a security guard.
That's right.
You had mentioned that you had never, ever really told anybody that you wanted to do acting.
Yep.
You wanted to be behind the camera.
Yep.
Not in front of the camera.
Yep.
And so when did your big break come? When did you get an opportunity?
You know what was amazing? I have friends in the business because doing security, I knew a lot of location managers.
Right.
And the location managers would hire the security. And this location manager became a friend of mine. He said, hey, man, Denzel's shooting down here in the jungle. It's a movie called Training Day. You want to come down and take a look? I was like, I get to watch Denzel do his thing. I'm like, yeah, man, I'm coming. I'm walking. I said, when is it? He said, man, come on. They shooting all night. So he said, come, you got to come late, like 10 o'clock. About 11 o'clock, they'll start the filming and the whole thing. And so I'm down there in the jungle, man, and I'm sitting there going, ooh, and I'm watching. There's Denzel, the car, that cul-de-sac, the whole deal. And I'm going, ooh, this is hot. And I'm watching Denzel get ready. He got the chains on. He got the do-rag, the whole thing.
Is that the King Kong scene?
This is the King Kong scene. Bruh. Now, let me tell you this. And this, you got to understand how magical this was, man. Antoine Fuqua, the director, saw me standing there. And again, by this time, remember, I went back to the gym.
Right.
Because I had been going back to the gym about a year or so, I was kind of still in shape.
Right.
He said, hey, man, you want to be in this scene? I said, yeah. He said, hey, man, just take your shirt off. You got to see your tank top. He said, I'll put you in the scene. Bruh.
And thankful. And was thankful. He took advantage of the opportunity. He was doing security. He was a fan. He was in there getting a free movie for free. He was watching somebody do their thing, and he was just amazed, like, oh, my God, I get to watch Denzel and all of this. Was thankful to just get the opportunity and be kicking it there in the first place. When you thankful and you got the right spirit, doors open up for you. and did it enthusiastically.
I'm like, never acted. You talking about no acting. Right. I stand there. I'm looking. I'm like, okay. And I just got that NFL man. Like, you know, you about to come in and you facing off against somebody. Right. And I said, just don't say nothing and just mad dog it. I said, oh, don't tell me. And that was it. And so Denzel's doing all this. Da, 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 and you see, I'm just standing there the whole time like this nigga. It changed my life. Mm. When you say, like, that went to the Oscars, bro. Like, right. It was me and Denzel when they showed that scene on the Oscars. My mother was like, you at the Oscars? I said, well, I'm not at the Oscars, but I'm in this scene. Right. And I was like, I was hooked.
It changed his life. A free opportunity changed his life. You got to work. You got to put the work in. You got to be thankful. You got to be humble. You got to have the right spirit. You got to work. Now, it's funny because he make more than all of the people that be sitting there complaining in Hollywood talking about what's going on. He get opportunity after opportunity, bag after bag, hosting after hosting, all of this stuff, all because he had the right mentality. He said yes to the opportunity to do it for free just because he was a fan. And that's the thing that then catapults you into the great things. You got to be faithful over little before rule over much. And remember what the scriptures say. It didn't say you just got to do a little. It said you have to be faithful. Meaning that you got to have the right spirit. You got to have the right mindset. You got to have the right mentality. You got to be able to really, really take advantage of it and be prepared to capitalize off of everything that's happening when it's small. That's what then yields the great opportunities.
Like, when I say hook, because all I had to do was just, because remember, man, I'm on the NFL field and my mind is already going all
right.
I was like, this is what I always want to do. I said, man, now I'm in my element. Don't mess this up, right? Bruh, watching this, then I got a chance to look at his script. And his script was on the car. And he had written, the wages of sin is death on the top of his script. I was like, he's stunning. And I watched how he prepared. And I was like, that's that level I have to get to. That's what and all of a sudden, there it was, the acting thing. And what happened was, Cube remembered me. He was like, yo, man, you the security guard. Because everybody loved Training Day. When Training Day came out, he said, man, we doing another Friday. I got a call from the location manager. They said, hey, man, Cube, people want to see you. I went in. It was me, Cat Williams, sitting next to each other in a little bitty room. And he was like, man, come on in. We got this. Because Tiny Lister didn't want to do, my good friend.
Yeah.
God bless his soul.
Yeah.
Tiny Lister didn't want to do the third one. And they said, we got a new character, a guy named Damon and the whole thing. I was like, and see, you got to understand too, I had nothing to lose.
Right.
Like when I say nothing to lose, I came in there like Craig and Day Day. Just the niggas I want to see. You know, and bro, I had nothing. I went back to Flint on them. I was like, oh, this is where I came. These are the cats I knew.
Right.
And I came in there, man, and off the Cube, everybody like, ah, they're like, oh. And then Cat came in, and just the audition. And they said, you in. And Friday after next, I saw Cube probably about a month ago. And I walked up to him, man. I said, dude, thank you. I said, you have no idea how many careers you started just by giving us that shot.
Right.
A lot of people never, ever really give props what props is due, you know, because they're like, well, I didn't get that much money. And but, dude, that was my start. No. Well, listen, I was in a little bit of cubicle. Man, I was just thankful. I was walking around. And listen, and what was so crazy is me and Cat was homeless at the time. Wow. So Cat was living in his trailer. And me and Cat said, hey, man. And I remember talking to Cat. I said, Cat, I said, we never get another opportunity. We got to make sure they remember us.
Mm.
I said, because we did two new cats in this whole thing. They know everybody else.
Right.
I said, but it's me and you. And remember, man, I was not going to let what happened in my football career happen to my entertainment career.
Mm. Man, I'm listening to you tell the story, T.
Hold on. It's so many gems in this. It's so many gems in this. This is crazy. See, this is the type of interviews that I like because there's so many gems in it. He said, listen, I'm not going to let what happened in my NFL career happen in my entertainment career. I'm going to approach this completely different. And think about it like this. This is the last thing that I want to hit up on. He said, look, he said he told Kat, we the two new people in here. We got to make sure that they remember us. Don't y'all realize that in everything that you do is somebody that's looking to take your spot? I do you one better. It's not just people that's looking to take your spot. They looking to take your life. They want your spouse. They want your job. They want the opportunity. And they waiting and they hungry. It's some young dude, some young woman that is waiting for their shot and waiting for their opportunity. And they got the same mentality as Terry Crews just described when he said, listen, all of these people out here, they already know them. See, you walking in like a superstar already. You late. You think you the man. You think you done already won. You show up when you want to. You live stream when you want to. You get to it when you want to. You just let people get, hey, listen, I get there when I get there. You a superstar. You ain't even really did nothing yet. Man, don't you know it'd be people in my own city that's not even really there yet, but they be Hollywooding, and I be seeing them from a distance. Man, look, bro, not one person that has ever walked up to me, not one person that has ever walked up to me can sit here and say that they did not leave the conversation loving me or understanding that I'm actually the dude that they want to be rocking out with. Every single person that I meet in real life, every opportunity that I get, I'm there early. Every single situation, I'm going to capitalize off of it. I'm going to make it memorable. I don't know who watching. I don't know what next opportunity is going to come. I don't know what this is going to translate into. I don't know what you're going to wind up becoming as a result of then continuing to do your thing. And then you may blow up and then remember me. I don't know if this person is going to be the person that rock out with me the hardest, that have my back, that wind up working with me or for me, or I'm working for them. They may turn into some great executive. I don't know who you are or what you are, but I know one thing is for sure. And the two things is for certain. I don't underestimate you. I never not have the same mentality and this approach to what success is supposed to look like, because I understand that it could be passed on to somebody else. And I'm thankful. I'm blessed. I'm thankful. And I never, ever miss a live stream or an opportunity to tell the people that I absolutely positively appreciate you, and I would be nothing without you.